We are on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Hiskachi li bekois ze shel yayin. A person told Anisha that she should become a kudish to him with this kais of yayin. V'nimtza shel dvash. And then we find out that it was not yayin, it was dvash. Shel dvash, v'nimtza shel yayin. Bedino ze shel kesef, v'nimtza shel zohov. Shel zohov, v'nimtza shel kesef. Amenas shani oshir, v'nimtza oni. Oni, v'nimtza oshir. In all these cases, ein amekodeshes, aces, the kedushin was made under a certain assumption, and it wasn't the way he said. Rav Shimon Omer, im hito l'shvach mekudeshes. If the tois was that it's better from the way he had said, b'dinu ze shel kesef v'nimtza shel zov. So she got something better than he had told her that she's going to get. So then she's mekudeshes. Tamer Rabbon. Hiskachi li bekoize. So we learned three beraises. Toni chode boy ubameshe besoichai. That koise includes the kois and the contents of the kois. V'san yehidoch boi v'loi b'meshe b'soichai. The kedushin is with the kais and not with the contents. V'san yehidoch b'meshe b'soichai v'loi boi. The kedushin is with the contents, is not with the kais. V'loi kashe ho b'maye ho b'chamro ho b'tziyaro. Let us see what Rashi says. Boy ubame shebesoichoi. The kedushin is with both. Vishneyem zochso umitztalfi l'shavepute. I said the kedushin is with this complete combination. The kois plus the contents. And that's what he wants to make kedushin. And if both of them add up to shavepute, she's mekudeshes. Boy kitcha v'loy b'meshe b'soichai. Eino zoiche boy. She's not zoiche in b'meshe b'soichai. V'eine mitztaref l'shaveput. So the Gemara says that there are three different cases. B'maye d'loy chshive b'loy hoysa dato elo b'kli. So that's boy v'loy b'meshe b'soichai. B'chamro b'meshe b'soichai v'loy boy. Davidi lemishtaya, umahadri kais lemore. One drinks a kais of wine and then he gives back the kais. So there, kaiser is going on the contents of the kais. Betziyaro, Sarashi has two mahalchim. Tzir dogi, sha'osui, the brine of fish, sha'osui liyomim rabim. This one uses for many days. The table boy, he dips in, it's used as a dip. Va'akois tzorech l'shamroi boy. So if it's something that's used for many days, one needs both, inside the contents, inside the kois. Is boy you b'mer shebesoich. V'yesh oimrim tziyaro shemen loshin yitzor. Let us see Taisvitz. Ho b'maya, perish pekuntres, b'maya, she'enam cheshuvim, amrinim boy, v'loi b'meshe b'soichem. B'chamro, d'choshe b'meshe b'soichem, v'loi boy, u'b'tziro, perish sir dogim, she'osu l'yomim rabm, l'tabel, v'akoysoch le'y l'shomroi, lo shanach atzir o shemen, k'mo yitzor, shetzoch lekli shemashin oisai lizman godu. The usage of the contents is for a longer period of time, so one needs the kli to hold it. is boy be meshe besaych. If a kosher la rabbeinu tam, the ein ze seida habaraisa shehevi. That means the Gemara brought three baraisas, and the seida of the baraisas was boy be meshe besaych. And that, according to Rashi, is the last akimte, tziyara. The second case was boy v'loy b'meshe b'seichoy. That's going on Maya. That's the first case. And b'meshe b'seichoy v'loy boy is going on Chamra. And that was the Hoba Chamra was the middle of Kimta. It seems that we brought three baraises, and if the explanations are the way Rashi says, so it's not Mesuda according to the baraises. Lachain perish Rabbeinu Tam b'maye boy u'bameshe b'soichoy shamayim b'teilim legabi akos. It doesn't have a chshivis b'fnei atzmoy, so then we say it means the whole set, the kois with the mayim. B'chamro boy v'loy b'meshe b'soichoy shayayin choshuv. It seems the kedushin is iskachi li bekois ze. So kois, it seems it's going on the kois, and so by yayin is not the kois, and it doesn't become bottle to the kois. So mamele here the kedushin is with the kois. This is the Mishnah that says iskachli b'koyze shel yayin. So here he said koyze shel yayin. So then Yizicha meant the koyz akaponim with the yayin also, with the yayin alone. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he said iskachli b'koyze. So then he means the koyz and not the yayin, and the yayin does not become bottle to the koyz. That he should include the yayin also. Aval betziyaro, b'meshe b'soichoy, d'choshuv yoyser min hakois. So here, since this is more choshuv than the kois, so here I say it goes on the content. Aval loy boy. The kois ain't a bottle, the gabi tziro, and this is, of the two, the tziro is more choshev than the container. Umiyu, Taisa says, kushye de rabbeinu tam lav kushye, sheim etzino bigmore de nechoshesh lesada rabreise, ki de oma bepeh kayosh. Gabi lo yishan odom, there the gemore brings down three bereises. One, it says, Layishan Odam Betvilin, Layshinas Kva, Voloy Arai. Then it says another Baraisa, that Shinas Arai is Mutter, Voloyshinas Kva. And then it says another Baraisa, that everything is Mutter. And then the Gemara answers these three Baraisas, Vedoik Vetishkach, and you'll see that the answers are not going according to the Seder that the Gemara brought the Baraisas. Zot the Gemara weiter, im hit ole schwach, a reizo me kodeshes. He says, Rab Shimon holds that, let's say, he says, the case of, he told the dinner shall kesev, and imtsa shall zov, so she's me kodeshes. Frag the Gemara, the last lele Rab Shimon, yayin, venimtsa chaymetz, Chaimitz v'nimtza yayin shneim yecheilim lachzabem. If there was a ekech memka, and the agreement was to purchase chaimitz, and then we see it's yayin, which is much better than chaimitz, afal pikein, both of them said, moichus, had a lekech could be chayzer. Why can they be chayzer? I am giving you something more choshuv than I told you I'm giving. told him, giving you chaimitz, and you ended up with yayin. Alma ike de nechalei bechala, vike de nechalei bechamra. It could be, theoretically, wine is more choshuv, but sometimes a person needs chaimitz. So memele, so I have no use for wine. Ochinami ike nechalei bekaspa, bulei nechalei bedava. So how could you say she's mekudeshes with such a behirus? The meduba was kesef, and he gave her zov. So Taisa says, Ika de nechle be kaspa vele nechle be dave, perish, ki goin she tzricha kesef, la hashlim tachshit shel kesef shoysa. Maybe she's in the midst of making a tachshit of silver. So memela, so zov will not be in place. She needs a little bit more kesef to be mashlim. Mio heiche shehita ha'isha b'mamayin le'polig rabona. But if he gave her more money, I think that's what Taisus means, then the rabona wouldn't be chaylik. V'ashteitzer b'chlau masayim money. If he told he's giving her money, he's giving her masayim, there wouldn't be a problem. But here there is a problem. The problem is that the medubar was kesef, and it could very well B, that she needs kesef. So Mamela, how could Rab Shimon say she's mekadeshes when she gets zov? Oma Rab Shimi Barashi, Ashkachte la Abaye de Yosef, v'kamaz belei lebrei. He says, Abaye learned pshat in the Mishneh, when he said pshat in the Mishneh, so he made a nekimte. And he said, the Mishnah is not speaking about Kipshutoi, that he told her he's giving her Kesef, and he gives her Zov. Then Rav Shimon would not say that she's Mekudeshes, Italo Shvach, who says that by her there's a Chshivis of gold over Kesef. He said Kesef, perhaps she needs Kesef. Now, Oche B'mayas Kinon, Kigoin Shaoma Lishluchai Halveini Dinner Shal Kesef. Velech Vikadishli Isha Plainis. He told her Shliach to lay out for him a dinner shal Kesef. Vimikadish this Isha. Boholach Vehuvo Shal Zov. And then he went and he gave the Isha, he told the Isha, this Amikadishu for Plaini, with a dinner shells up. So that means the Isha was aware that she's getting Zov. Here we cannot say that the Isha can tie the Ika de Nechalo because if he told her, the Shliach told her clearly that he's giving her Zov for the Kedushin. Now the Shaila is, but the Baal had told the Shliach to give her kesef. And Lamaisa, the Shliach, went overboard and gave her zov. So now we have a different shayla over here. Mar sova kpeide, the Tanakama holds that he told them kesef, he meant that's my limit. Give her a dinner shel kesef. We can't splurge by the kesef kedushin and give her a dinner shel zov. So Mele Fashteitzech, when you gave this dinner shel zov to the Kala, Mamishar eyes opened up, and who the dinner shel zov? And it's Gvaldik, she really appreciated it, and she thought she's marrying a very wealthy person, but these are my limits. I told you a dinner shel kesef. And Rav Shimon holds, that means he told him a dinner shel kesef, not because a dinner shel zov I would not be happy if you give a fakelt. But giving a dinner shows off, we're starting the marriage on the right track. Fakelt. I'll be very choshev beinel. I didn't know how much you could lay out. So I told you a dinner shall kesef. If you give a dinner shall zov, is matoiva manoim. So there's no, by telling the shliach a dinner shall kesef, there's no way hakpode if he gives zov. It's highly appreciated. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shnei malekeich omoiche, o mishne baba basri, ike de negele bechala, afogav de chamra odiv. Even though wine is more choshuv, pomim shezet zarech lachaymetz, but sometimes the lekeich needs chaymetz. Hoche maizkina, kloima, I tois gabi di do have. If the toys would be by her, he told her he's giving her kesef, and she didn't say anything, and now she finds out that he gave her zov, have a polygraph shimon. That's right. That means you told her kesef, she's expecting to get kesef, now you give her zov. So she can zicha taine, adai to the hochi, I wasn't asking to get married. I could go and have a toys gabi di day, the omar shliach. He is not happy to give her a dinner shazov. So this is not a milui hashlichus by giving her more than he told him to give. Rav Shimon sova meinach nechale, he's very happy with this. D'chshivusi gabe, by giving Zov, he's more choshuv ba'ina ishtoi. Vahai de komale dinner kesef. That what he told him a dinner kesef. Maremokim huloi. Lahokil ola v'leimim. Einach yochel halvishli dinner zov. Obo talvali dinner kesef. Perhaps we could understand the inyan of maremokim. That pshat maramokim is aisha nitnes peputa. So what pshat adinah shel kesef? So he's telling him, I don't want to be mekadosh with the minimum amount. I want to splurge. That's the maramokim. So the maramokim must have, I told him dinner shel kesef. I'm telling him I want to give her more than the minimum amount. So then, Rav Shimon holds, so that what he didn't mention, I didn't know shows up. I didn't know how much you're capable of laying out for me. So therefore, but there's no hakpode. That is the svore of Rav Shimon. Yeah. So that's how Abaye learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asked, if that's Pshat in the Mishnah, so there's a lot of difficulties in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Hiskachili, it says in the Mishnah, Hiskachili bidinah shel kesef. So it's not Hiskachili, the Shlicha is speaking. Hiskachiloi mi boiloi. Hit all ishvach. Rav Shimon said that if he had fooled her, but it's l'tayvosa, she's getting better, he told l'shvach, he didn't fool her. Her, he told that he's giving gold. He told the Meshalach. Nimtza, mikorenami d'zov have it. It's not Nimtza shuzov, he gave her zov. So the l'shoynes of the Mishnah are very difficult according to Abaye. Ella Omar Rav. So Rav said, Ani v'ari shebechabure targimno. I together with the Ari shebechabure, we said pshat in the Mishnah. Umonoi, who's the Ari shebechabure? Rav Chiya Barov. Hoche b'may askino. We're speaking about as follows. Kigoyim sha'omro hi l'shlucha. It's speaking about that she told, she made a shlich le kabbalah. Say v'kabali kedushi miploini. Sha'oma li, he had told me, iskachi li bedino shel kesef. He told me that 3 weeks ago, he told me whenever you send a shliach, iskachi li bedino shel kesef. That's what he told me 3 weeks ago. So go be mekabel the kedushin. Boholach, and the shliach went to be mekabel the kedushin. V'nosan loin, he gave the shliach dinner shel zov. Mar sovar kepeide. So the Tanakama holds it's a kepeide. She told the shliach what he had told her 3 weeks ago, which was dinner shel kesef, mar sova, mar amokim huloi. And Rav Shimon holds it's a mar amokim huloi, umay nimtzo the kotzayer bablisa. What's nimtzo shuhuzov? That it is speaking about that this dinner was given over to the shliach, it was wrapped around in a shmater, and later, when she got it, she found out that it's Zov. So I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Chazanish, how the Chazanish explains this Gemara. Chazanish says as follows. If a person goes over to an Isha without Shluchim, Chazanish is Simon Nunbei, so he's Dalit. If a person goes over to an Isha and he says, Iskachi li bedino shel kesef. That's what he told her. Vadai daito akesef. So he says he's actually bedinah shel kesef. So she's under the impression he's going to give her kesef. Ve'ein atzricha laforish the ritzayne bekesef davke. She doesn't have to say, "You're going to give me kesef." She'ein oila odata sheyato isa. Why should she think? He tells her, "I'm being mekadosh you with kesef." And so there's no need for her to repeat what he's saying and to make sure 20 times he'll give kesef. He says kesef, so she doesn't think at all he's going to pull the wool over her eyes and give her zov. So it could very well, she zicha needs kesef, the way Taisvi says for a tachshit, so she doesn't say anything, and she assumes that what he said he's going to do. But if she's telling a shliach, take the money from the Baal, here she has to be more explicit. That's what Rav Shimon knows. Because between you and me, he told her 3 weeks ago he's going to give her kesef. Now, how can she be assured that now he still has kesef? Maybe the matzav changed. Maybe he doesn't have kesef now. Number one. And number two, he doesn't have the faintest idea that she's makbe davka on kesef. That means something was said a few weeks before to her, which is not a guarantee that he's up to doing what he said then. And there's also not a guarantee that he has any realization that there's any difference to her if she'll get something else. So here Rav Shimon holds that if she's Davke Makbid, she should have been more specific to the Shliach and tell the Shliach only take Kesef. And if she didn't do this, she didn't tell the Shliach. But given the Loi Pirsha the Shliach, she's just telling him, you know, he told me. She's telling the shliach a story. So you go me mekabel the kesef shel kedushin, because 3 weeks ago he told me he's mekadosh me with a dinner shel kesef. This is not explicit enough to show that there's a hakpode that she wants davke kesef, and she had no reason to be sure that she's going to get kesef. If this was a maisa that was said 3 weeks ago, and things could change, and there was no, he's not telling her now. So if she really wants kesef, she should have spoken clearly to the shliach, I only want kesef. Make sure he gives you kesef. And since she didn't do this, so he say it's maramokim ulo, that she's just telling her, he say he'll give kesef, so he gives kesef. Don't feel any way hurt that he could have given zov. Kesef is also good. But we don't hear from her that zov is no good. Now there's a kasha that the Beis Meir asks. The Gemara says v'nimtza shehu sel zov. So why is a kasha nimtza? He gave lechatchila din of shel zov. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, speaking about it, he gave it, it was wrapped up in hashmata, and when she got it, it was nimtza shel zov. So the Beis Meir asked Akasha, this is very nice to say pshat in the Lashon HaMishneh, Nimtza, but why did the Mishneh talk like this? I mean, it's very modern. This is not necessary for the case. We're just saying she gave the shliach instructions. The shliach received Zov. Now the shaila is this, was there Akpada? Wasn't there Akpada? Why do you have to say this whole scenario that it was wrapped up, and oh, now we found it was a what shaykhas does this have to the Yetzim Shat in the Mishneh? Why did the Mishneh speak about such a case? So the Chazanish says that because the Mishneh, we're going according to two Tanoim. The Tanakama holds it's an Akpodeh. A Tana Kama holds, if she tells a shliach that he told me he's going to give me a dinner shel kesef, the Tana Kama holds that that's sufficient to say only take a dinner shel kesef. So according to the Tana Kama, how did this whole scenario come about? He gives shel zov, why did the shliach take it? According to the Tana Kama, that what she told the shliach meant I only want kesef. That's what the Tana Kama holds. So how does this come about that he took Zov, she told him Kesef, and it's Akpodeh. So therefore, the Mishnah says the scenario was that it was wrapped up, the Shliach didn't know what he was getting. But, so that's why there was a Kabbalah on Zov. And now the Shaila is the Shema Kudush. Yeah. What does Rashi say? If she herself had, I mean, that's the case of before, that if he spoke with her, then zicher, we can assume that the understanding is what he told her he's giving her, and if he doesn't give her, she's not mekudesh. My nimtza mikorach he habe, David tzayi bablisek shenosne l'shliach hayitzoro b'smartet u'metzosoy shel zov. Zogt Tosfos, David tzayi bablisek, perish pekontres, when he gave it over to the shliach, so when the isha got it, matzasei shel zov. Le'elki porich nimtza mikora nami zovi. The Gemara before, and Abayis pshat. Abayis said that he told the shliach to give kesef, and the shliach decided to give zov. So the Gemara said the lashon of the Mishnah is difficult. It's not nimtza. The shliach gave lechatchila zov. Leimotzi lishnuye my nimtza David tzayile bablise. The isha atzme mekabelas kedushin. In that case, it's speaking about that she got the kedushin. Mikayim deidasi shehi shel zov. She he svure shehi shel kesef. If the shliach told her it's kesef, or she thinks it's kesef, she got zov. So we're back where we started from. Avakash lemem kodeshes v'ika the neichle bekaspe v'neichle bedave v'choshkein shashliach yedei yekach. The shlich also has to know that it's so. Im lekeim toyu vein ekdushim klu. V'loi shayich osim taim demaramokim miloi. So before, the nimtza was difficult. The shliach zicha knows he's giving zov. She zicha knows she's receiving zov. Therefore, there's no problem over here on Rab Shimon. The shayla is, was the mishalach maramokim or kpeide? So the Gemara asked a good kasha, so what's the nimtza? Avol hocha, shasos, shlich, lekabi kdushin, shayach taim et demaramokim miloi. Here, it's shayach to say, that she's maramokim to the shliach. She's telling him he can take kesef also. And the nimtza shows up. Amar Rabbi. So the Gemara says further, we have here a shita, that there are three tanoim which have a common shita. Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon Gamliel, the Rab Eloza, kulu svir lohu maramokim uloi. That when someone says something, the intent is not after this. The intent is, this is also sufficient. Better is sicher good. What does Rashi say? Maramokim hu loy, ha'oimel l'shluchay, lasayis loy, bedovar hakal. A person told a shliach to do something, and it could be done in an easy oifen. And the shliach had done this in a more difficult oifen. The ein zu shinoi, so it's not considered that the shliach had not done the rotzen of the mishalach. I just told you, you can get away by doing this davar kal. If it's more difficult to do it a different way, so you can do this also. If you do it in a different way, no problem. So this is a shita of three tanoim. This is also good. If it's in a more chomodik oifin, it's ichah good. Rab Shimon hodamor. Rab Shimon is from our Mishnah that he assumed she told him you can take kesef. If he told me he's going to be, if he gets off, it's no problem. Rab Shimon Gamliel. Rab Shimon Gamliel, the snap. We learned in the Mishnah. Get poshut eidov mitoichot. There is a get poshut that it is not mekusha. That means it's not sewn up. We'll see. The Rashi explains what a get mekusha is like. So a poshut to get eidov mitoichot. The eidim achsumim boy, they chasme bitoich haget on the same side of the ksivas haget. That's where they sign their names. Mekusha, aget mekusha, eidov me achayrov. The eidim chasme on the outside of the get. Let us see Rashi to just understand what we're speaking about. Get poshut, a poshut to get, her osi ke'ein shalom, like har gitten. Eidov mitoichoi, tachas haksav, underneath the get, the eidim chasme. Mekusha. What is a get mekusha? Hosam meforish la bebaba basra, shetiknu, they made a special takone, lekahanim. If a kohen wants to be megarish his wife, shein yecholim laharze grushasay. They have a problem that if they megarish their wives, there's no second chance. Shahoyu koyasin, and there was a problem when they got angry at their wives. Hilchim el asayfa, the mamayr lichtov get. So they go to a sayfa that's going to write a get quickly. This is it. This is the last straw. And they want to give their wives a get. V'noisneila, and they give it finished. umischaret la'achazman. Is later, but later, when they cool down, they have charote, but now it's too late, they're grushes. So Chazal wanted to be misakin this problem. So the oifen of tikkun was tiknu luhu mikusha, that a kohen should write a unique type of a get. The uniqueness was sheyesh boi toirech lasayis. It was very difficult to write this get, but the hochi v'hochi, in the meantime, miyas v'daite, he'll cool off and he'll change his mind and he won't give the get. So this is a gewaldic accomplishment. So now Rashi explains how this get Mekusha was written. Meniach b'roishoi shita cholok. First, the top line was empty. V'koisev shita. And then he writes a line. V'shita cholok. Then again he has an empty line. V'koisev shita. V'chein ad shloisha oy arbo. So the first three or four lines of the get are written in this fashion, that you have a cholok, an aksav, a cholok, an aksav, a cholok, an aksav. A yaisa, a chloisha yabo a yaisa, shitin, cholok, yeah. Vikoifel, cholok harishin al aksav. Now he bends over the top empty space over the ksav, v'taifa, and then he sews it together. He sews it together. So it means the top line is covered with the niyor that was cholok, and this is sewn together. V'chayzer v'kayfel cholok hasheni, and then he takes the second empty space. Al shita saksav shetachtov v'toifa v'chein shlishi v'edim. So looks something like an accordion, that the first three or four lines look like an accordion, and they're all sewn together. Each line is sewn bazunda, the cholok over the ksav. Va'edem choismi mibachutz ben kesher lekesher. That means they write on the outside, I think it's the outside of the ksav, they sign their names. That means on each line there's an eight chosum. V'alfina nosom, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the get poshut eid of shnayim. The minimum amount of Edom on a posha to get is two Edom. Mikusha, Edom Shloisha. V'chol keifel v'keifel, each chelek, each line that the cholok is bent over the ksav, kori kesha, is called a kesha. V'kshloisha ksharim yeshboi, so if you need Shloisha Edom, so this is the minimum. You need a minimum of Shloisha Ksharim. Vimbola, he wants to make more Ksharim, Mal Bebeidim. Vishosha'o Toifis Hashtar, but after you have the three or four lines, or something, this was the Teiref, after you have this, is a case of Kedarka. That already is written as a Kedarka. That doesn't have to be, the whole get doesn't have to be shaped like an accordion. The first three or four shitas have to be shaped like an accordion, and that's it. So now, let us go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Get poshut eidov mitoichem. The eidim chasme underneath the ksav, on the side of the ksav, mitoichem get. Mekusha, again mekusha, eidov me'achoyrov, on the other side of the ksav, and eight chasmas on that shurim. Pashut shekosvu edov me'achayra. What if he had get pashut and the edim chasmed on the other side? Umekusher shekosvu edov me'toychay. Shneim psulim. So it's possible. So Rashi says shneim psulim. Shleinasu ketikren chachomim. There's two types of gittin, a get pashut, a get mekusher. Each one has its own halachas, and if you start mix and match, make a makusha, a little bit like a posha like a makusha, it's possible. Rab Chanina ben Gamliel oimer, makusha shekosvu eidav mitoichai kosha. A makusha shekosvu eidav mitoichai kosha, sheyochel lasoisai posha. That means this has a potential that it can become a poshet. So since it can become a poshet, so it is not possible, even though we'll see it's mekusha, but since it can make it a poshet, you can untie the ksharim, so therefore it's not possible. What does Rashi say? Sheyochel asoysoy poshet, sheloy litver haksharim. So you won't sow the ksharim. So if you won't sow the ksharim, so it can be a poshet. But how can you make it a poshet? There's a whole bunch of empty spaces there. The mavzik avir ben shitas el yoinis. The space that it's a modern get, the top shitas, there's empty space. How can it be a poshet? It's this get is far from poshut. It's a modern get. It's the first you have an empty space and then a line, an empty space and a line, empty space and a line, and then things start looking like a normal get. So Rashi says, Mabekach, that's no problem. So Memele, so since every Mekusha you can make out of a mekusha a poshut. So if you wrote the edim b'toichoi, it's not kefelich. V'tayim v'tana kama meforish osam. T'ksov en yochel asa yisei poshut. Bnei she mekusha va poshut ein zman nam shove. It is the date is different. Shein kaisman zman le mekusha ma yisei shona al mishona shal acher. Okay, before we see further, let us see Taisvis. Sheyochel asoisei poshet. Beirish bekuntris. How can you make it a poshet? Im mishum sheyesh avir ben shita l'shita k'sheh poshtoi. Ein lochush. So Taisvis says a little better. Rashi said mabekach. Rashi didn't make an esek out of it, but Taisvis says sheyesh soifrim harbe she'einam umnim lesadik sivosam u'menichem aver bein hashitas. I mean, it's not a get doesn't have to be written by a perfect soifer. So it's a little modern. The spaces, the shitas, that's not a reason to passel the get. Now, v'nire. Now, Taisvus is saying something. We have to understand what Taisvus is answering. V'nire, v'afilu yesh cholok harbe, there's a lot of empty spaces, ein lochush. So what's the chiddush? V'af al gav v'get kereyach posel. There's a psul of a get kereyach. And what is the taich of a get kereyach? A get kereyach means that ksharov merubim me'edov. Now, a get kereyach is speaking about that you wrote a get mekusha, you had five kfolim, and you had three edim. So that's possible. You're making five kfolim, you have to have five edim. You have five kfolim, five ksharim, and three edim, it's possible. So now, Tosfos is asking Akasha. We have to understand what Taisvus Kash is, what Taisvus Teretz is. V'av al gav de get kereyach posel. So Taisvus says, labike kereyach, elok shiye shitoi shel cholok tvei min eidem achzumim boi. if there's more shitais of chalak than edim. Alam yesh edim achzumim by kishitais shal chalak. I mikri kireyach. So poshit pshat and taisvus is samachlik is the marshal and the marshal. I don't understand how the marshal learned pshat and taisvus, but the marshal seemed to learn pshat and taisvus as follows. That means that is true. Now, just one nikuda, which I think pshat and taisvus is, taisvus, what are we talking about? Taisvus asks Akasha, aget kireyach is possible. Aget kireyach is ksharov, merubov, me'edo. That's the aget kireyach. So let's understand. According to Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, mikusher shekosva edov mitoichai kosher, sheyochel lasay say poshet. But between you and me, what is this get? Bashar Hushom, what is this get? So Dach Sechmir, Bashar Hushom, it's a get, mikusher, that means it's a get mekusha. It has all the characteristics of a get mekusha. You have three ksharim, but the edim are written inside. So somehow it's nishtahin and nishtahem. So in that, Rab Chanina ben Gamliel said, but it could be a poshet yelata. Fine, but what is it now? So I think now it's a get mekusha shekos veidu. It's a get mekusha shekos veidu mitoichai. You can make it a poshet, but the devil is a mekusha. If you made it a poshet already, so then taisvus kasha finds the nishtan b'achsumu. So what's get kireyach? Get kireyach is edov that there's less edim than shorim. This is a get poshet. I mean, so what's taisvus kasha? So the Chayre Taisvus understood that's a get mekusha. Now you're asking, but how could it be a get mekusha? The Edom and not gechasmet properly. And that Rabbi Chanina Gamliel said, since it could become a poshut, it has a potential to become a poshut. So this won't be mekalkuled again. But Bashar Hashem, it's a get mekusha. So Taisvus says if it's a get mekusha, so now we have a. We have a different problem. Again, Mekusha, I feel it's written properly, you need the same amount of Edom as you have Ksharim. And for Taisvus, so Taisvus says, we're talking about you have the same amount of Edom. Avol miyesh Edom achsumim by kishita shalcholak amikin kereich. We're talking about you have four Edom over here. We're not speaking about you have less than four Edom. So again, kereich, it's not. The whole problem is it's teichai, so teichai doesn't passel because yochel asoy se posh. I think that's how the marshal learned pshat. The marshal, I don't understand the marshal, though the marshal says that it's kosher because there's no problems of spaces. There's the sofrim make empty spaces. So I don't understand the helium pshat and teichai. That's yet a different gifts of Taisus. I don't understand how the Mashal and Shah.